Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to take you into outer space. His space tourism and rocket ship company is called Blue Origin, and until now, Bezos has been as secretive as Willy Wonka about it. But this week, Bezos led 11 reporters on a tour of his Kent, Washington-based factory, and GeekWire's aerospace and science editor, Alan Boyle, you are one of the lucky few. You got your hands on a golden ticket.
Yeah, no Oompa Loompas, but lots of rocket engines.
Well, that's, first of all, a disappointment, no Oompa Loompas, but let's talk about the positive side of this tour that you got. First of all, why has Bezos been secretive?
Well, this is something that he has been working on. He always says that he's always wanted to go to space since he was five, but he had to get this little Amazon thing going first. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like to talk about things until he's actually accomplished something. And he accomplished a few things just in the past couple of months. Had a rocket that went into space and then came back and landed twice. And so he felt like this was the time to kind of show off some of the things in the pipeline. And he said he won't be a stranger, that this is just the beginning, that you might be hearing a lot more about Blue Origin in the months and years ahead.
And of course, he's been very clever at generating press coverage for Amazon. You must think this is a good time for Blue Origin to let you in.
Sure. But he does separate Amazon from Blue Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Origin is something that he's funding by himself. The stockholders at Amazon don't have to worry that their money is going to rocket ships. So he's very careful about that.
So what is Bezos' vision for the future of space travel?
Well, the broad vision is to put millions of people into space to live and work. But the slogan is a Latin phrase, gratitim ferociter, which means step by step with vigor. And so each little step along the way gets him closer to that goal, which probably won't come to pass until long after he's dead. And the first step is to get this suborbital spaceship going so that you can take people and research payloads up into outer space and bring them back.
How soon will Blue Origin send tourists into outer space, hopefully?
Tourists, probably 2018 is what he's talking about now. And the first test flights where you put pilots up there to test the craft could come next year. But he prefers to call them test passengers because this ship is designed to be totally autonomous, that it's piloted by a computer, basically. And so you can do scores or hundreds of tests before you put a person in there. And that's why he thinks that this is a pretty safe approach to testing a new rocket ship.
And how high will passengers go in 2018, he hopes?
Beyond 100 kilometers, which is the internationally accepted boundary of outer space. So you can get a few minutes of weightlessness, and you can take yourself out of your seat and float around for a while, get a great view out of one of the biggest picture windows in space, and that's the idea. No information on pricing yet, though, I'm afraid.
Are you going to be on that first press rocket?
Well, when the first launch into space happened in November, I kind of cajoled Jeff Bezos into saying, okay, yeah, you can ride along when the time comes. So we'll see if that comes to pass. But I'd be willing to do it, I think.
We've been talking about vision here, but let's talk challenges. How hard will it be for this to happen?
Rocket science is very hard. You hear that
legendarily
from all these billionaires who are trying to do it. And so Jeff has been working on this since 2000, basically. And he's finally getting some traction, that it takes a long time to develop your own rocket engine. That's one of the things that came through loud and clear, how much work has been put into the rocket engines that they're building down in Kent, Washington, just 17 miles or so south of Seattle. And so it takes millions of dollars. He was unwilling to say how much it's costing him. He said, well, let's just say it's a lot.
Beyond space travel, Bezos, I understand, talked about the resources that are in space. And he predicts something called a great inversion, meaning what?
Right. Well, that's the thing that he gets a lot of criticism for saying, well, you're just doing this for space tourism. But he's actually doing it because he feels that eventually a lot of industry is going to happen in space. That's where you can soak up solar energy, do heavy manufacturing. And that's the inversion, that instead of building stuff and sending it into space, we'll be building stuff in space and sending it down to Earth.
Leaving our planet zoned strictly for residential and light industrial use.
There you go.
And he referred to he's got a safe timeline when it comes to making these bold predictions.
Right. He said that he's going to be long dead by the time this comes to pass, so he feels pretty safe about making a prediction. Nobody's going to call him on the carpet.
We're talking with GeekWire's aerospace and science editor, Alan Boyle. Alan, you've spent a life reporting on space and exploration, and I'm sure it would be fun to be a space tourist, but why does it matter? Why is this so important to you?
For me, it's the next frontier. And so if someone said, hey, would you want to go out on the Mayflower, you know, back in those old days, I might do it as well. On the other hand, somebody might talk me out of it. So let's see what happens when it actually comes to pass.
Alan Boyle, GeekWire reporter, aerospace and science editor, just got done hanging out with Jeff Bezos. In fact, we've tweeted what you tweeted, your selfie.
Me and Jeff.
You didn't get any secret photos of... what kind of gadgets were there? Did you see anything real cool?
Oh, absolutely. Like I say, rocket engines, they're building the spaceship crew capsules that are going to take people up, stuff that lasers and robots. So how cool, how much cooler can you get than that?
The stuff he was unable to tweet out. That's Alan
exactly.
Boyle letting us know about, as you said, this space tourism and this factory in Kent that you might not even know about.
And now you do.
Now you do. Thanks to you, Alan Boyle. Great to talk with you.
Always.